adults, there is always a risk of contact with adults, and the program that are aiming for rehabilitation of those children may not reach their target. So is there any plan to find other kind of solution that are more in line with children's needs in this context? Secondly, you mentioned at one point that for social support for, I think it was for students, you don't know exactly how many would be eligible for those programs, and they just come and the authority check if they are eligible or not. One of the difficulties when you don't know exactly how many people are eligible is that you don't ensure that the budget is there to cover all of the ones who need this kind of support. So that's the second point. And the question is whether you are willing to try to identify more in a proactive way the people who are in the condition to receive such support. And my third question, and I know that we have been, you have been presenting the situation in your country in details, but concerning the right to abortion, you mentioned that the country is not yet ready for that. Still, when it comes to children who are girls who are pregnant before the age of 18, we know that most of those pregnancies are not voluntary pregnancies. So they are the result of either rape or non-consensual sex or lack of knowledge about contraception. So, and we know also that there is also a lot of risk attached to the fact of being pregnant when you are very young. So the question is, in regard to those consequences and this context, don't you think that the state has to be much more, raise awareness of the population, because the population will be against abortion mainly because they don't understand all the consequences of this context. So do you have any awareness raising program plans in this regard? Thank you.